has been a happy day.
And with that, let me introduce you to the most cheerful little creature you can ever imagine. He's small and almost white, with bright blue ears and paws. And, oh, I see him waving them right now. I think he wants to meet you, you know? Well, there he is, Kado. He's a little bear, as you can see, and nothing really gets him down. Right now, he's merrily tucking into a bowl of his favorite food, a lardo. Hence, it's a happy day for him, and I suppose that's all the explanation you really need, don't you think?
Mama!
Kado paused, carefully licking another cold, delicious dollop of chocolate helado from his bowl, and in the process, getting a tiny little smidgen onto his nose.
Are you going to tell them one of my stories?
Yes, Kado. Which one shall I tell? I laughed, fondly tweaking his ears and kissed the chocolate ice cream off his nose.
The one about how I came to be is the best story of all, you know.
And so I will tell you a little bear story, the day Kado. But then, why don't I let him tell you in his own words?
My name is Kado. In Chinese, it means adorable pea. I'm a little bear, almost as famous as some other bears, and I'm the smartest and cutest. One day, I was sitting on a shelf high up above everyone else. My blue ears and paws were shining and clean, and all around me were more bears like me. But not quite like me, since there's only one of me, you see. Suddenly, a voice said, "That one." And there was my mumu. She pointed at me, nodded and smiled. I liked her smile and I waved, "Mumu!" The auntie who looked after us came to my shelf. I was so excited, I jumped up and down, but she picked up this other little bear. I shouted, "That's not the one, it's me! That's my mumu! She wants me!" But the auntie didn't hear me and gave the other bear to my mumu. You see, only the smartest and cutest little bears can speak, and only their mumu, fufu, and special friends can hear them. I trembled and shook. What if my mumu left without me? But I was right. Mumu shook her head at the imposter bear, pointed at me again. The auntie picked me up.
"This one? With the funny blue ears?"
Mumu nodded.
"Yes, this one."
I snuggled up to Mumu. I'm the happiest little bear. I went home with Mumu in a box on wheels. I sat in front and listened to Mumu talking to a man who is naturally my fufu. She tweaked my ears, I wriggled happily and chuckled. She said,
"He looks like a Kado."
And so, that was how I came to be.